The epistles to the Thessalonians are some of the most doctrinally rich epistles in all of the New Testament.
这使徒保罗的书信，帖撒罗尼前书，是这个书信里头最富有这个教义的内容的之一。
And I'd like to spend my next several sessions of preaching going through these books.
在接下几次我会这个在这个上面讲到。
There's much that's important that's said here concerning the nature of the gospel and Christian life.
关于这个福音的真理，还有这个基督徒的生命，是非常重要的。
And there is much importance that's said here, especially concerning the nature of the second coming of our Lord.
特别是这里讲到关于这个主耶稣基督再来的信息也是非常重要的。
But let's begin with a word of prayer.
我们现在祷告开始。
Father, as we begin to look at your Holy Scriptures,
天父，当我们查看你的话语的时候，
we pray that your Spirit would be with us.
我们求你的灵与我们同在。
That your Spirit would be our teacher.
你的灵将成为我们的师父。
That through the Scripture in front of us, we would have a better understanding of your Son.
通过我们面前的圣经， 我们对你的儿子有更好的了解。
Of the Gospel.
对福音有更好的了解。
And of your Church.
对你的教会有更好的了解。
We pray in your Son's precious name.
我们靠你儿子的宝血，我们祷告。
Amen. The city of Thessalonica was founded by King Cassander of Macedon in the year 315 BC.
这个帖撒罗尼迦城是在公元前315年，由马其顿的这个国王可桑德建立的。
And this is shortly after the conquering of the world by Alexander the Great.
这个在这个亚历山大大帝征服世界之后不久。
In 168 BC, Thessalonica became a free city of the Roman Empire.
在公元前168年，这个帖撒罗尼迦城成为一个罗马的一个独立城市。
Free cities were considered self-governing. They were a status that was only offered by the Roman Emperor.
这个独立的意思也就是它是自治的。
And the city became one of the most important trading locations on the Via Ignatia, which is the major trading road connecting Turkey all the way through the country of Greece.
这个城市呢，在这个做商业的时候就变成很重要的。
And so as this is a major city, the Apostle Paul, in his planting of churches, visited the major cities of the ancient world around the Mediterranean.
因为这个原因，保罗就在那个时候就建立了这个地中海附近的教会。
I'd like to take a brief look at the founding of this church in Acts chapter 17.
在这个使徒行传第十七章。 我们可以看一看这个教会是怎么建立的。
So if you quickly turn to Acts chapter 17, I will read for you verses 1 through 10.
在这个使徒行传17章, from 1 to 10?
Acts chapter 17, verses 1 through 10.
使徒行传17章1到10节, 我将会快快地念。
This is what Scripture says. Now when they had passed through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews. And Paul, as his manner was, went into them, and three Sabbath days reasoned with them out of the Scriptures, opening and alleging that Christ must needs have suffered and risen from the dead. And this Jesus, whom I preach to you, is Christ. And some of them believed and consorted with Paul and Silas, and of the devout Greeks a great multitude, and of the chief women not a few. But the Jews which believed not, moved with envy, and took unto them certain lewd fellows of the baser sort, and gathered a company, and set all the city in an uproar, and assaulted the house of Jason, and sought to bring them out to the people. When they found them not, they drew Jason and certain brethren unto the rulers of the city, crying, These are they that have turned the world upside down, are come hither also. whom Jason hath received, and they do contrary to the decrees of Caesar, saying there is another king, one Jesus. And they troubled the people and the rulers of the city when they heard these things. And when they had taken security of Jason and the other, they let them go. But the brethren immediately sent away Paul and Silas by night unto Berea, who coming thither went into the synagogue of the Jews.
这就是这个第十七章一到十节他刚才念的。
So the planning of the church of Thessalonica happened in a period of 3 to 4 weeks. Can you imagine that these days?
你可以想象那个时候,
preacher comes into a town out west where there is no church.
这个讲道的人从这个一个地方来，这里没有教会。
And he preaches for 3 weeks.
他讲道三连续三次讲道。
And during those three weeks of meetings, there are a number of people who begin to get saved.
在那个讲道的三周里头，有很多人得救。
And the remainder of the townspeople are unhappy with what's happening.
可是剩下的人，那个城里的人不高兴。
And so they rise up and they drive the preacher out of the city.
所以他们起来把这个讲道的人赶走。
And yet what is left behind is a church, a body of believers gathered together.
但是这个结果呢，就是这个教会本身有很多信主的。
And as we see here in verse 4 of Acts chapter 17, there are many that had believed, the Jewish people. There are a number of Greeks who had believed, and there are a number of the important women of the city who also had believed.
这里我们看到第四节，说有很多人听了劝。 有许多敬虔的希腊人，就是还有尊贵的妇女。
And the rioting in the city was caused by the unbelieving Jews.
那些这个造成混乱的是那些犹太人。
And so the first epistle to the Thessalonians was written very shortly after Paul was expelled from the city.
所以这个哥林多前书是在他这个保罗被赶出这个帖撒罗尼迦之后。
Some claim that this is one of the earliest of Paul's letters. So what the Apostle Paul is going to be doing here is he's going to finish laying the doctrinal foundation for the Christian life that he had laid within the 3 to 4 weeks when he was previously there. So turn back to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, please.
所以我们现在回到这个帖撒罗尼迦前书。
And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, Paul begins by giving his basic greeting to the church.
在这个一开始，保罗就用他常用的这个常用的书信方式开始。
And you note in verse 1 that this letter is not simply from Paul, but it's from Paul, Silvanus, or Silas, and Timothy. So these were three preachers within the traveling ministry of Paul.
这三个人都是在当时 跟着保罗，包括保罗，一起讲道的。
Who were with Paul in the city of Thessalonica when this church was planted?
就是希腊和这个提摩太，跟着保罗一起建立这个。
So these were well known to the Christians there.
所以这两个人，这三个人对这个教徒来说都是熟悉的。
And as is the manner of Paul, he begins by giving a prayer of thanksgiving for the people within the church.
正像他写其他书信一样。
And he says here in verse 3 that they're remembering without ceasing your work of faith, your labor of love, your patience of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ in the sight of God the Father.
在第三节，这里祷告说，在神我们父面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫，因爱心所受的劳苦，因盼我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐。
And his point is found here in verse 4.
他的观点就是在第四节。
He says, knowing, brethren, beloved, your election of God.
就是说被神所爱的弟兄啊, 我知道你们是蒙拣选的。
Now this word election, we have one of these elections coming up in the month of November of this year.
这里用的这个词语是拣选, 这英文呢, 是跟我们, 是选举, 就跟我们这个, 5月份选举, 是同一个字。
An election is simply a fancy word for the word choice.
这个选举呢, 实际上就是一个, 选择的一个, 光天堂皇的词。
And so the Apostle Paul is thanking God because he knows that God has chosen them.
所以保罗在这说, 他知道神已经选择了这些人。
And so he's going to explain how this election worked for their salvation in verses 5 through 10.
所以在第5节到第10节, 保罗就解释神是怎么用这个拣选使他们的这个救恩得到成全。
And the first point of election that the Apostle Paul desires these people to understand is that the gospel does not come in a void.
第一条呢, 保罗想让大家知道, 这种拣选不是无中生有的。
The gospel message that Paul was speaking back in Acts chapter 17.
这个保罗的这个信息是在 我们刚才读的就是 使徒行传17章的开始。
That Christ would suffer and die.
就是基督会受苦,
and that he would rise again from the dead.
他会从死里复活。
That message is not simply a message of words.
那个信息呢, 不光是言语的。
Yes, we explain the gospel in doctrinal propositions in historical contexts.
是的, 我们解释福音是用这个历史发生的事件来解释的。
But the gospel itself is the message from God Himself.
但是福音呢, 是从神直接来的。
It does not come in word only.
它不都是用言语来传达的。
But it comes in power as a work of the Holy Ghost.
它也在乎全能和圣灵。
And it comes in assurance, it comes in confidence.
而且有充足的信心。
And it comes from individuals, what manner of men we were among you for your sake.
也是从那个每一个单独的一个人是从那里来的。
The Apostle Paul puts it differently in 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
保罗在哥林多后书第四章也讲用不同的话语来讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, I'll read for you verses 3 through 6.
第三到六节就是哥林多后书的第四章。
If our gospel is hid, it is hid to those who are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine to them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our hearts to give light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ Jesus.
从第四节开始, 此等不信之人被这世界的心弄瞎了心眼, 不叫耶稣基督荣耀福音的光照着他们, 基督本是神的像, 我们原不是传自己, 乃是传基督耶稣为主, 并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人, 那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神, 已经照在我们心里, 叫我们得知神荣耀的光, 显在耶稣基督的面上。
And so what the Apostle Paul is saying,
所以这使徒保罗是想说,
is that when he declares the gospel,
当他传扬这个福音的时候,
and how we can apply that is that when you personally, when we as a church declare the gospel,
也就是我们每一个人是我们自己的福音,
it is not because we are speaking fancy words to which people are going to understand and to listen.
不是说我们要用那种华丽的语言让人家相信。
It's because the God who created the world, who said, "Let light be,"
创立万物的主，他说让光从这里
And that same words, when he says, let light be, he has spoken the gospel into our hearts.
就像他在创世说要有光, 他在这里说要有福音。
Unless the Holy Spirit does a work through the gospel message, none of us would have ever believed.
要不是圣灵借着神的话在我们心里做工, 我们每个人都不会信。
It is not that we speak words of the gospel. Yes, that is an important, essential component. It's that the gospel, the words, are powerful themselves because they come from the mouth of God. This directly links to what we would call the doctrine of the Word and the Spirit.
这就是跟教义是说有圣灵而来。
The Holy Spirit works through the Word of God.
圣灵借着神的话语工作。
And the Word of God is powerful because it's used by the Holy Spirit in the lives of those who hear it.
神的话语大有能力，因为是圣灵来用使用。
So the gospel does not simply come in a void. It is not simply empty words. They are the words indeed from God.
所以福音呢，不是简单的就是一段话，他们是从神而来的话语。
Second, the gospel results in imitation of other believers.
第二条就是这个福音会带来就是这个信徒的效法。
This is what the Apostle Paul says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1, verse 6.
这也就是这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章第六节所说的。
He says, ye became followers of us and of the Lord, having received the word and of affliction with joy of the Holy Ghost.
这是说，并且你们在大难之中蒙了圣灵所赐的喜悦，领受真道。
The word here in verse 6 for follow is actually literally the word mimic. It's imitation. You see something that someone else is doing and you try to do exactly what they are doing.
你看到一个人做什么事情，你想用同样的，他所做什么，你就跟着学。
And it's not only that they became followers of the Apostle Paul, but they also became followers of the Lord. And remember the difficulty that this church would have had. How long was the Apostle Paul in the city of Thessalonica?
这个帖撒罗尼迦城有多长时间?
He was there 3 to 4 weeks at the most.
他在那最长不过3到4周时间。
Which isn't that long.
其实不是很长。
But it does tell you that he was involved enough in the lives of the people that they could see the way that he was living on a regular day-to-day basis.
但其实在那段时间他也会借着他每日的生活向他们显明。
Is there anyone in this church that you are imitating because they are following after Christ? Are we, as members of this church, worthy of imitation?
作为这个教会的会众, 我们有没有资格让别人来效法呢?
Maybe you're here this morning and you've been a believer for a number of years. And maybe you're a leader in this church. All of us need to have relationships of people who we look up to, people to whom we follow after.
我们每个人都有这种人际的关系，他们这个想要效法。
And all of us need to be in relationships where there are people who are coming behind us whom we can say, follow me as I follow Christ.
总是有些人, 你会对他讲, 就是说, 效法我，因为我效法基督。
And the Apostle Paul doesn't condemn them for having this sort of attitude.
这里保罗不是说要去这个去谴责他们具有这样的心思。
He's thankful that they are following after Paul as Paul is following and pursuing after Christ.
实际上他是为此而感谢主。
So the gospel does not come in a void.
所以福音不是无中生有的。
Second, the gospel results in imitation of other believers.
福音也会造成这个对信徒的这个模仿效法。
And finally, the gospel makes disciples into examples themselves.
最后福音会是这个信徒成为榜样。
He says in verse 7, so that you are examples to all who believe in Macedonia and Achaia.
这第三节说，你们做了马其顿和亚该亚所有信主之人的榜样。
And they were examples in three realms.
这里有三个三种榜样。
First of all, they were examples in evangelism.
他们是传福音的榜样。
They are examples of biblical conversion and repentance.
他们是这个主悔改道的这个榜样。
And they were examples of heavenly living.
他们也是这个圣洁的榜样。
First of all, they were examples with respect to evangelism.
首先是他们关于传道的榜样。
So here's what the Apostle Paul says here in verse 8.
这里就是第八节所说的。
For from you sounded out the word of the Lord, not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but also in every place your faith to God were to spread abroad, so that we need not speak anything.
就是主的道因从你们那里传扬出来，你们向神的信心不但是在马其顿和亚该亚，就是在各处也都传开了。
After a period of 3 weeks,
经过三周的时间，
there was a church planted that was not simply a stagnant church, they were reaching out to their community.
一个教会建立了，不光是建立了这个教会，而且它向外面传扬。
There would have been a number of travelers and traders coming through in and out of the city of Thessalonica as a major trading center.
因为铁塞罗尼加是一个主要的商业城市，会有各种各样的人从这个城市进出。
And you can imagine the various Christians who were in the city that were working in the warehouses and that were working doing other tasks. As people were coming through, they were sharing with them the gospel.
你可以想象就是教会这些人在这个社会这个在各种活动中怎么是见证神的福音。
And so the Apostle Paul, after he had written this letter, was down around the city of Corinth in central Greece. And he had heard of the gospel being preached by the Thessalonians shortly after he had left.
所以呢，保罗就在这里说，他离开这个地方不久，他就听说这里的人传扬神的福音。
This was a church with a fantastic reputation.
这是一个教会具有很好的声誉。
Let me ask a question.
我问你们。
Are we, as a church, Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church, known for our evangelism?
我们作为这个明州国语基督教的教会，我们是不是让人知道我们是传福音的教会？
If we were to ask the average resident of Edina,
如果你去问那些在伊丹纳附近所居住的
of Eden Prairie,
或者是这个Eden Prairie,
of Bloomington,
Bloomington,
of the cities that we live close to,
或者我们所住邻近的城市，
of their opinion of Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church.
你像他们问关于我们教会的印象，
would they say that we are a church that cares about the word of God and a church that cares about seeing other people come to Christ?
你问他们是不是我们关心神的话语，关心是别人是不是这个得救？
Or would they simply say, I've never heard of that church?
也许他们会说，我从来没听说这个教会。
The church of Thessalonica was not a church that was simply insulated in its own conclave of people.
这个帖撒罗尼迦的教会不光是就是在那里存在这个教会。It
was a church in which the individuals were actively involved in reaching out to the lost and dying world around them.
那个教会具有很多热心的为还没有新相信的人存在的人。
It is truly a church worth emulating.
这确实是一个教会值得我们学习的。
And it was a church that was so godly that it says that the Apostle Paul needed not to speak anything.
这是一个非常敬虔的教会，以至于保罗说，我都不用说什么话。
It doesn't mean that the Apostle Paul wasn't preaching, but it was saying that, oh, we've heard that gospel from the city of Thessalonica.
这里就说，保罗说，我们已经知道你们在帖撒罗尼迦所做的事情。
So the gospel makes disciples into examples, and the first example that we see is evangelism.
所以福音上让信徒成为榜样，这第一个榜样就是关于他们把福音传出去的。The
second example is the example of biblical conversion and repentance found here in verse 9.
第二个榜样就是怎么离弃偶像归向神。
And it says that they themselves show what manner of entering in we had unto you, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
第九节，因为他们自己已经报名，我们怎样进到你们那里，你们是怎样离弃偶像，归向神，要服侍那又真又活的神。And
within the Christian world today, there are really two extremes with respect to this view of conversion and repentance.
在今日这个基督徒的世界里头。
The one extreme
其中一个是,
simply says that you need to believe in Jesus and that's it, you're saved no matter what happens.
他只是说你简单的相信耶稣基督，然后所有的就会迎刃而解了。And
so they create a complete separation between salvation and sanctification.
所以那就造成了
The other extreme would be a strong lordship salvation position. Unless you completely forsake and repent and get rid of your sin, you cannot at all be saved.
另外一个极端就是，你只要不是完完全全的就是悔改，改正所有的，你就不会得到救恩。
Verse 9 here is the most clear understanding in the Bible of what repentance actually is.
第九节在这里说的非常清楚，我们怎样就是悔改归向神。
Repentance is not a turning from or a forsaking of sin.
悔改不是说是离弃这个罪。
If I personally had to forsake my sin and stop sinning before I could become a believer, I could never have gotten saved.
如果说我就离弃了，完完全全的离弃了犯罪，才能得救，我永远不会得救。
The problem is, I myself still struggle with sin.
对我的问题是，我现在仍然的与罪做这个斗。
But look what it says here in verse 9, how you turned to God from idols to serve the living and true God.
所以，但是在第九节这里说是怎样的离弃偶像归向神。
Let's put this in context within the city of ancient Thessalonica.
我们把这个用这个帖撒罗尼迦当时的情况来比较。
There would have been a few different major religions within this city.
在那个城市有几个主要的宗教。
There would have been, first of all, Greco-Roman paganism, the polytheism of the various gods that they would have worshipped. And second of all, there would have been the strong religious Judaism that would place extreme emphasis on keeping the law and the Pharisaism therein.
也有这个犹太教，他们要叫人守律法。
And so the turning to the true and living God from idols is a fundamental forsaking of a religion.
所以这里说要服侍那又真又活的神，就是说你要从那些这个宗教中离开。
Whereas once the Thessalonians worshipped idols in the pagan temples, they now worship Jesus Christ.
以前，这帖撒罗尼迦人是拜这个偶像，但现在呢，却是归向神的。
Whereas once Jewish people living in the city of Thessalonica are no longer Jewish in identity, but now Christian.
以前的犹太人，他们是犹太教的，相信守律法，但是他们现在却成为。
To put this concept into contemporary terms,
用今天的话来说,
whereas once a person was a Buddhist, now they were a follower of Jesus.
从前相信这个佛教的人，但是今天相信基督教。
Once they were a Muslim or a Mohammedan, now they were a follower of Jesus.
以前是信这个伊斯兰或者跟从穆罕默德的，现在成为这个耶稣的。
Once they were Jewish, now they are a follower of Jesus.
以前是犹太教的，现在是基督教的。
And so the conception of repentance is not simply adding Jesus onto a list of other idols.
所以信耶稣不是说你在你原来的宗教基础上加上耶稣基督。
Or in Christianizing some pagan religions.
或者是这个基督教去，What
repentance is, it's turning from those other religious systems and turning unto Christ and Christ alone for the salvation of your sins.
也就是说你要离弃你原来所相信的，而转向耶稣基督。
And so they became an example of biblical conversion and repentance. They forsook, they left that previous religious system, and they clung to the Lord and Savior, the God, Jesus Christ.
所以第二个榜样就是他们怎么样离弃偶像来归向神。
And so the gospel makes disciples into examples.
所以这个福音让人成为榜样。
Examples of evangelism.
成为这个传福音的榜样。
Examples of biblical conversion and repentance.
成为这个离弃偶像归向神的榜样。
And finally, examples of a heavenly living, of a future view.
最后就是一个这个按照神所定的生活的榜样。
It says in verse 10, to wait for his Son from heaven, which he raised from the dead, even Jesus, which delivered us from the wrath yet to come.
这就第十节所说的，等候儿子从天降临，就是他从死里复活的，那位救我们脱离将来愤怒的耶稣。
Jesus is coming back.
耶稣将会再来。
And he's coming back to judge the world in righteousness.
他将会用他公义。
And his coming is a judgment of wrath.
他将来他会带来愤怒。
And yet, because of his death and his resurrection, he has delivered us, he has saved us from the wrath which is yet to come.
耶稣基督从天而来，他要救那些叫我们脱离这个愤怒。
And the Thessalonians were waiting for that day, looking forward to the day where they would meet Jesus face to face.
在帖撒罗尼迦，他们在等候从这个死里复活，也就是等候脱离愤怒的耶稣。
In a few moments, we're going to be taking the Lord's Supper.
一会儿我们就会领受圣餐。
And one of the things that we are remembering in the Lord's Supper.
在这个领圣餐的时候，其中一件事情
is found in 1 Corinthians.
这是我们在这个哥林多前书
1 Corinthians chapter 11.
第11章。
This is what it says. In verse 26.
在26节,
as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he comes. If all we do in taking the Lord's table is remembering our Savior's death and his subsequent resurrection, we are not doing the table justice. There's much more to the table than simply the fact that Christ died and rose again. The fact of the matter is that he not only died and rose again and ascended into heaven and thus left this world alone. He is coming again. And in his coming, he is going to take his church with him. He's going to condemn and he's going to judge those who have rejected him while on this earth. And so it's both a joyous remembrance.
所以不, 一方面是一个, 喜乐的纪念,
that he's coming and we are delivered from wrath.
他会再来, 把我们从这个神的愤怒中脱离出来。
It's a visible reminder that there is still yet wrath to come.
会有这个事实证明就是有他的
And it should be instructive to us that as we have been delivered from wrath, so there are others also who need delivering from that same wrath. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the Church of Thessalonica.
天父，我们为帖撒罗尼迦的教会向你感谢。
A church that you saw fit to use in a mighty way for your glory and for the spreading of your gospel.
一个能你能用来显示你的荣耀的教会。
I pray, Father, that you would begin to transform Minnesota Mandarin Christian Church into a church like unto that of Thessalonica. Make our church a sounding board for your truth, that we might not be ashamed in the day of wrath. We pray in our Son's precious name. Amen. The Lord's table.